tractor.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. If you have a straight razor and to sharpen it on a piece of leather, a leather?
Leather strop.
And what do you put in a revolver? What kind of ammunition you put in a revolver, small gun?
Well, you put a 22.
A 22 what?
Cartridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if children are playing on this thing that goes up and down like this one sitting on each end, you say they're doing what?
Let's call it rice spring bolt.
Yeah, but and that word that she said too was
seesaw. You used to call it seesaw.
Okay. What do you carry? What do you carry coal in?
In a bucket.
And what is it that runs from the stove to the chimney?
Pipe.
Okay.
Stove pipe.
And if you have some things that you want to carry around on the farm but not heavy enough that you have to have a tractor and pull them, you may push them around on a little vehicle with a little wheel in front and two handles.
Called a wheelbarrow.
And if you have a scythe or some long blade that needs sharpening, what do you sharpen it on?
Well, you sharpen on a yummy rock.
Okay. And is that something that turns?
Yeah, let me see. We go ahead now and take it to the shop, and they got an emery rock there. This thing strikes fire, sharpen.
Sure. What did you used to use before you could take it somewhere?
Well, she used to have them old, I forget what sort of rocks they call them, and used to have fires.
Yeah.
Used to have,
what was that when you turn behind
grinding
it?
Grinding rock.
Oh.
Used to have grinding rock.
Okay. And, if something is squeaking, to make it stop squeaking, you may do what to it?
Grease it.
Okay, and if you get grease all over your hands, you might say, oh, look, my hands are
all greased up.
Okay, if you have a door hinge that's squeaking, what do you say you ought to do?
Put some grease on it.
Okay, and if it's something, you just put a drop of
squash some grease all on it.
Okay, if it were her sewing machine, maybe you put a drop of
sewing oil.
Okay. Do you remember a sort of makeshift lamp that was made with a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
Yeah, I used to remember they called them flambeaux long then.
Okay. Did they give a pretty good light?
Yeah. In them days, they give good light.
Yeah. Yeah. Weren't
you get you a bottle and get you a rag and put some kerosene on the bottle and get that rag and shake it up and let the casing come to the top, and you strike a match and light it. And
walk around.
That's right.
Okay. And inside the tire of the car is the
inner lining.
Okay, and toothpaste comes in
a tube.
And if you've just built a boat and are going to put it in the water, you say they're going to watch the boat.
Let's see how with that. We gotta put it in the water and see what it leak.
Okay. And what kind of boats might you have around here?
Well, now they got all sort of boats. Motor boats, power boats.
Any with a pointed front?
That's right.
What do they call
them? Call them motor boats. They got a motor on them.
Okay. Any of them that have a pointed front that you just have to paddle?
Yeah, they got some of them called Batto.
Okay, that one's pointed front?
Yeah, each one of them got a sharp end and all, but that motorboat,
okay. It
just got one sharp end.
Okay. If a child's just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in his clothes and says,
put your clothes on.
Okay.